Hey, Rick, how are you?
Good morning, Noah. How are you doing?
Pretty good, Rick.
Good. Joined by Noah Sykin this morning, Vice President, IBM Sports and Entertainment Partnerships. And we're just days away from the U.S. Open in New York, and a lot new this year, a lot of changes. But one thing that is a given in sports these days is IBM's involved, and they're really active when it comes to interactive digital. And a recent IBM survey on sports and tech showed that nearly half of sports fans are having an interactive and digital experience with their sports now during COVID-19. And Noah, what are you guys planned, or what's new here for the U.S. Open in New York?
Yeah, so look, the world of sports is changing pretty quickly before our eyes, and there's not going to be fans at the U.S. Open this year. So we worked with the USTA to create some new fan engagement opportunities, but probably more fundamentally for us, we've been forced to work at home just like everybody else. So we're going to be running the tournament remotely due to all the safety concerns at the U.S. Open. So beyond running remotely, we have three great new programs using AI that will engage fans.
And will this involve watching tennis? Will this involve the kind of the background on the players? Give us a hint on what this is going to do for fans at home.
Yeah, of course. So they all use AI in different ways. And so the first one is called Open Questions with Watson. And what is more iconic in the world of sports than debating a good sports question? And so we've actually seeded 8 questions into the world, and Watson's read over 14 million documents. And for each of those eight questions, things like, is Roger Federer the greatest of all time? Is Martina Navratilova versus Chris Evert the greatest rivalry of all time? For each one of those, Watson is developing its own hypothesis to the answer to the question. But the fans are going to have an opportunity to contribute. So if you go to usopen.org, you can agree or disagree with Watson's point of view on that question, but you can also contribute. And at the end of the U.S. Open, Watson's going to take everybody's contributions and then develop a new hypothesis, a new answer to that question. So we're going to be doing that 8 times over the course of the U.S. Open. So that's the first one. The second one is called Match Insights with Watson. So again, we've taken our AI, we've scoured all of the information, read all the information about all the players at the U.S. Open. And we're going to be putting together match previews for each match using natural language generation. We've looked at 14 million documents again, and Watson's writing the match preview for those iconic matches at the US Open. And then finally, we never could have imagined this, but there's no fans in the stadium, but ESPN and the USTA really want to create ambiance and sound. We've seen a little bit of this across the sports landscape, but we've been listening to the world, to the tennis world and the U.S. Open in particular, for 5 years as we've been creating highlights using crowd noise as an input over those 5 years. Well, this year's unique, and so we're actually going to turn that crowd noise around. We know what a first-round match sounds like. We know what the semifinal sounds like. We know what Arthur Ashe sounds like versus Court 17. So we're going to be delivering those sounds back to ESPN, back to the USTA, to create a better atmosphere for our viewers and for the players.
It's going to be fun to watch with Noah Sykin here from IBM. And Noah, when you have ideas, do you come to the USTA and ESPN, or do they come to you?
It's a pretty collaborative process. You know, we have a method of working with some of our clients called Garage Methodology, which is really intensive collaboration to produce quick results. This situation has been so unique. We produced everything I just described really over the last 2 months since the fanless US Open was announced. So it's pretty deep collaboration every day with clients, but this was, I think, one of the more unique collaborations.
Yeah, you have a long experience there with long time with ESPN with IBM, and IBM has a long running history in sports. When you guys are looking for partnerships, are you looking for mainly for how you can help fans, how you can help the event itself, or just kind of a broad spectrum of how you can use Watson and what you guys have to showcase what not only you have, but what maybe is laying ahead in the future?
Yeah, well, we really gravitate towards what our clients and what our you know our customers are passionate about in their home life, in their daily life. And we believe we can bring our strategic technologies to help all kinds of organizations. You know, it may sound like a tennis tournament, but it's a business just like every other business. They call them fans, a bank may call them customers or clients. And so we really think about how we translate these same technologies from the world of sport into the world of business and back. And that's really the magic of it all. These same technologies are at work every single day in your retailer, in your bank, in your insurance company around the world.
Yeah, technology plays a role in just about everything we do. We're wrapping up here with Noah. Noah, what other sporting events are maybe coming up that that we'll be able to take advantage of some of what IBM is looking to do?
Sure. So as the U.S. Open winds down in a couple of weeks, NFL football is going to be ramping up. Let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Let's hope.
And we've been, yeah, let's hope. Exactly. We're going to partner. We've been partnering with ESPN and their fantasy football app. Over 10 million people play on the ESPN fantasy football app every single week. It's probably the biggest game each week. It doesn't occur in a stadium. It occurs on people's phones. And so for a couple of years, we've been enabling AI-powered insights for those players on ESPN to help them make better decisions about who to start and who to sit each week. But this year, something new, which is the Watson Trade Assistant. Trades are somewhat dicey in the world of fantasy football. Everybody kind of feels like they might be getting the short end of the stick. So we brought the Watson Trade Assistant to hopefully deliver trade recommendations that are fair and balanced for both players. So tune into tennis, but as tennis winds down, download the ESPN Fantasy Football app and you'll have Watson help you make your picks.
Yeah, I'm a longtime fantasy player, Noah, and I'm always looking for that that other guy in our league that may not be on top of things. So if he's using Watson, then I'm out of luck. Thanks so much, Noah.
Absolutely.
Where can my listeners and viewers go for more information?
Sure. IBM.com/sports is a great resource for everything we do in the world of sports and entertainment and business.
Thanks. Thanks for all your hard work. Noah, I'm a tennis fan and a tennis player, so I'll be watching, and then also I'll be trying to figure out new ways to pull off trades during my fantasy football season.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Rick.
Thanks, Noah.